It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, this is Katie, and I have a great ass.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to get our final buzz of the afternoon here. 877-365-3636. Rob's excited.
Yes, of course.
He's very, very excited.
I always get excited for the news.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, happy for you. All right, you can AOL instant message us
at
MikeOWJFK. I'll get my pound. Don't worry. I'll get my pound of flesh.
Thank you.
You can email us at omara@wjfk.com.
Sure, right.
Eddie. And it's up and running, MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yay!
You can go and register at MikeOMara.com and MikeOMaraShow.com.
Right.
And you will qualify for $500 and a Nintendo
Wii
system.
Game.
Wii.
Game.
Wii.
Fit. It's not the Fit one, right? It's just the regular Wii.
But you need the Wii if you want the Wii Fit.
Wii U. All right. Go also.
Wii me.
Give us that wonderful instant feedback we love so much.
Wii.
And speaking of photos, did we get Katie's photo up on the website?
She has emailed it to the appropriate parties. I imagine it'll be up tomorrow.
It's a great picture, and America is clamoring for it.
That's the photo, Katie, that I think you should put up. That was
a fabulous
photo.
You didn't like the nude?
Didn't care for the nude. I didn't think it was appropriate. Not family friendly. Not with what she was doing.
Not tasteful, Rob.
Buzz, the update on the Buzz Babes. I was asking about photos of the Buzz Babes. Mm-hmm. We're also going to get photos of our newest Buzz Babes up there.
Right.
And the photos of some of the Buzz Babes are on your MySpace.
The MySpace page, myspace.com/thebuzzbabes. You'll look under candidates, and you'll see four lovely pictures, which we will also have up on Mike O'Mara Show webpage as well. Mm-hmm. And I would say we have 1 to 3 finalists already.
Okay, very good. And if you want to be a Buzz Babe, just look for that sweet picture of Buzz Burbank with the martini glass staring into your eyes, and you can register to be a Buzz Babe. We'll have the big party probably, I would say, maybe before we even leave in July. We're going to take a little short break in July, but before July 4th, I think we're going to have a debut of some of the Buzz Babes.
Party.
We should have a little, a casual little cocktail party, perhaps following a Friday broadcast.
Whatever we do, there must be alcohol involved.
Well, you know, it just works that way, and, you know, got the word from on high. We've got to continue those happy hour Fridays.
Boss's orders.
So if you are looking for a place where you want to really get that party started, we're going to do it here without you.
Right here.
So listen to us. 4:35 o'clock. We're going to
hey, what's going on this side?
So, we're going to do it without you.
Lots going on the big show and lots going on right now in the world. Mm-hmm. And here he is with the last buzz of the afternoon, Buzz Burbank.
Well, here's the question we are facing. Will Hillary Clinton stay in the race or will she drop out after tomorrow's final primary election?
Let me look into my little crystal ball here.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. It says...
What say you?
Yes. My sources say yes, she will.
Will drop out.
She's going to drop out. She's going to drop out maybe midweek. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you could be right, but mixed messages are coming out of the Clinton camp. Publicly, she's still saying that she can't believe more superdelegates haven't come over to her side since she has, according to her, won the most popular votes.
Oh, so she's still going at it. Let me see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, again?
Yeah, she's pissed.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yes, my sources say yes.
Mike's crystal ball.
Thank you.
Ms. Clinton says her 2-1 margin in the Puerto Rican primary over the weekend proves that she is the people's choice and the candidate to beat John McCain.
Let me see what I got here.
What do you have?
Spinning it around this way.
What does it say now? It
says here, Eddie has no penis.
No kidding.
Thank you.
Surprised.
Yes.
But we've also heard that Clinton campaign workers have been told by their bosses that their work is through after tomorrow night.
Okay.
Barack Obama leads in delegates. He's now just 46 short of the number he needs to clinch the nomination, and tomorrow's primaries won't actually push him over the top. And let's see what else.
I hope for party unity. I'd like to see a little celebration. I really would. I think it's overdue.
Or Barack back out and give it to Hillary.
That's going to happen. Right now. Yes,
I mean, there's any number of ways this story could end. Thank you, Mr. Obama.
Now, over the weekend, Democrats decided to count the Florida and Michigan primary results as one half vote per delegate, even though Obama wasn't on the ballot in Michigan.
Is it true that they brought Ed Begley Jr. down there to help them with this type of thing?
I had not heard about that.
Yeah, they were going to bring Ed Begley in and also the guy.
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern was going to be down there as well.
Help count the votes.
And who's the guy I'm blocking on?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, you moron. Mike, what's wrong with you?
Hey, what's going on this side?
Check your crystal ball.
You pulled yourself up by your pant strings, though.
What does it say?
Oh, that's easy. That cell was killed.
Oh, on Friday.
Yes, on Friday I killed that brain cell.
That's a boss's orders.
Yes.
Many Clinton supporters, though, are not satisfied and shouted Denver when the decision was made.
Okay.
A lot of delegates are unhappy.
Was the process flawed? You bet your ass it was flawed.
Do we have the lady, Rob, yes. that's raving
this
out?
This is excellent. This is...
I'm proud to be an older American woman.
Where are you from?
New York City. Hillary State. The best nominee that's possible. And the Democrats are throwing the election away. For what? An inadequate black male? Who would not have been running had it not been a white woman that was running for president. And I'm not going to shut my mouth anymore. I can be called white, but you can't be called black. That's not my America. It's equality for all of us. And it's about time we all stood up for it. I'm no second-class citizen.
As I say.
And God... The Democrats.
Where are you from?
I'm from Manhattan.
I couldn't tell.
I just
shocker.
Said what my name is. Why? Why would you like my name? Maybe you're the CIA.
Told you people
the
were
FBI.
Unhappy.
Super delegate.
Shut the hell up.
It was super delegate Nancy Marchand.
Oh, who are you? I'm proud.
Where are you from?
I'm from Eddie's hometown, the land of too stupid to care.
Poor lady.
Oh, damn gas.
One supporter even says many of Clinton's people will vote for McCain because of this.
Oh, they've been going on and on about it. I just wanted to be over.
Yeah. Obama, meanwhile, not a shoo-in. A new survey by About.com shows that 40% of the people taking part believe he is a Muslim, which he isn't. Been a Christian since he was 8 years old. But Obama did have to quit his church of 20 years over the weekend because of inflammatory things said by the pastor and another clergyman who was a guest speaker at that church.
Was that the guest speaker?
Not that guy,
no. That's the same church.
Obama's no longer a member of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago, a decision he says he made with some sadness.
You know, you keep seeing that video of, was it Felger? That
Phelan, I think, maybe.
But the thing that troubles me...
Peace be with you.
I have never seen a priest with such a bad-fitting collar.
Yeah, it was
his
loose.
His collar was way too loose.
And I love the way he does the, like, on his cheeks when he's crying.
That's awesome. Terrific entertainer.
And before we break, how worried should we be that the man who owns Fox News is saying very positive things about Barack Obama and some negative things about John McCain? Rupert Murdoch, champion of the Bush White House at first, is calling Obama, and I quote, fantastic, a rock star. Murdoch also owns American Idol. And the Australian entrepreneur describes John McCain as a patriot and a decent guy, but Murdoch says McCain, quote, doesn't know much about the economy and is, quoting again, unpredictable.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Murdoch says he believes Obama will be the next president because Americans are hurting and have little faith in the Washington we know today.
I'm a little worried when I hear that.
A gambling man bets his life. And other stories when we continue.
Ooh, scary.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.